To go to Tonga, it might take you about 13 to 14 hours. From here to LA, LA to Hawaii or New Zealand, and from there to our homeland. So, go ahead and fasten your seat belts and get ready for that long flight. There's a story about an old farmer who never visited a city. This day, his son asked him, "Let's go and I'll show you our city." They went and they go into a lavish, upscale hotel. And the old farmer stood in the lobby and was fascinated what's going on in the hotel. But the one he was most amazed about is a square box with two little doors which open. People go in, the lights are dancing on the top to the right, and then the lights are dancing to the left, and two small doors open, and the people coming out. Not long, a very, very old lady with his car trying to get into the small box. He shuffles in, the lights were dancing to the right, and then the lights are dancing back down to the left. And out comes a beautiful, well-dressed young woman. This old farmer turned to his son. "Quick, go home and get mama." Restoration. Webster's dictionary defines restoration. It is a bringing back to a former position or condition. But there's a biblical definition which has a greater meaning. One, it says, when God takes something broken and makes it brand new. And the second definition is the process of receiving back more than has been lost, such that the final state is greater than the original condition. We live in a world of throwing out things that are broken. Or maybe centuries ago, people are restoring things like houses, furniture, even cars, even a house. They restore it, and it ends up with such a beautiful, more than the very original condition. God is different. God restores things that are broken in marriages, among friends, families. God restores souls. He restores the broken hearts. God restores the broken. We throw away things which we determine that it doesn't have any more value, but God restores the broken. After their breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Lord, yes, I do love you. Feed my sheep." And two more times, Peter was backsliding. And the Lord Jesus doesn't want Peter to stay in that state, but to restore him. Peter forget what he was called to be, fisher of men. Now he is back to go in fishing. The Lord wants to restore Peter and to do things to his glory. Yeah, many times Peter stepped up front and told the Lord, "I will never forsake thee. I will be up front and fight for you." And Jesus told this Peter, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." And all the gospel wrote about Peter goes outside and wept bitterly. Peter lost all hope. His courage is gone. And the Lord doesn't want Peter to stay in that condition. Reading this passage, the Gospel of John, he alone records this conversation. The other three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they record the failure of Peter, not the restoration of Peter. Reading this, it happens in churches like ours. Some people are backsliding, going backward. Maybe it's hard feelings. But the Lord comes down to your level and brings you up. And more beautiful than before. Church, it is time for us to welcome our Lord into our hearts so he can work in you for his own glory. If you see a fellow traveler backsliding, help him out. Tell him about the God of restoration. He will restore you to a condition which is more beautiful than before. You know what's good about our church and other Christian churches? This is what we teach. We do not work our way up and meet our Lord. No. He does come down to our level and restore us. That's what he did to Peter. And that's what he will do to everyone who lost hope. He restores families, you, me, and other parishioners. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me to still waters. He restores my soul. Amen.